tourism as a peacekeeper in STAN countries is an economic engine for all. Central Asia, home to the STAN countries, offers a unique blend of cultural and natural wonders. The term STAN is derived from the Persian suffix STAN, which means land of. It refers to a group of Central and South Asian countries. Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, and Pakistan have strong cultural and historical connections, sharing similarities in language, religion, and culture. Their histories are diverse and intricate, as several nations gained independence after the Soviet Union disintegrated in 1991. Pakistan emerged in 1947 through the partition of the British Raj, whereas Afghanistan has a distinct history marked by various periods of governance and autonomy. Traveling to STANs bring a dazzling variety, but while the sights vary, the welcome never falters. The author, Zonar Gabit, is a tourism personality from Kazakhstan and an active member of the World Federation of Tourist Guides, a member and partner of the World Tourism Network. WFTGA, World Federation of Tourist Guide Associations. The WFTGA's main purpose is to promote, market, and ensure that tourist guides are recognized as the ambassadors of a region. How can tourism contribute to maintaining peace? This question is relevant to the current geopolitical situation. Tourism is a phenomenon of today. Opportunities and markets expand from day to day, year by year. People in countries where travel was less possible in the past got an injection of the addictive drug travel. Iturbonews.com. They will never stop traveling despite wars, terrorism, natural disasters, pandemics, or any other calamities. It becomes clear that destinations become even more attractive to visitors by the year or month. Only permanent political disturbances and safety concerns affect people's desire to tick their travel checklists. Tourism is an engine for economies, and especially for countries that have something to offer, it will always be on the top list to visit. Because of this, countries should work together, join resources, and share tours and opportunities. Let us take an example of the Central Asian region. The countries appeared on a map after the Soviet Union collapsed and slowly dragged attention to novelty and authenticity. Though preserving authenticity is becoming increasingly complex, the region remains a white spot on a global travel and tourism map. Tourists are increasingly interested in visiting such out-of-the-routine places. National Tourist Portal about Kazakhstan. Everything about traveling in Kazakhstan. Tours, attractions, visas, professional guides, translators, everything for comfortable tourism in the cities of Kazakhstan. 5 STAN countries, such as Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan, make up one significant region known as the Great Silk Road Legacy. Adding Western China and Mongolia to the list gives us the whole picture of how this region flourished through the years of nomadic civilization and under the Mongolian invasion and Russian Empire until today. These countries gained independence and, with it, gained pride for themselves. The Great Silk Road route in Central Asia consists of the 5,000 kilometers long Tian Shan-Chang'an corridor, which is geographically the most extreme part of the trading route, with 700 and even up to 5,000 m above sea level. This route takes you through deserts, steppes, and mountains. On the way, you see old towns in their unique Central Asian or Eurasian style. Politically, the countries are like brothers; economically, they are rivals in competition. Historically, they are tied up and all in the same boat. Tourism in the region remains peaceful because tourists buy combined tours benefiting several countries and territories. Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan, Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan, sometimes tours combine 3, 4, and even 5 STAN countries. It is quite understandable why people would prefer to buy a tour lasting more than 10 days to cover the most popular destinations and experience Central Asian culture. They see nature and culture, try different cuisines, listen to music, and try some activities such as horse riding. They are satisfied with the experience and happy with what they have received for the money they spend. Combined tours are very beneficial, and ordinary people will clearly maintain peace to attract more visitors. People will work on their image, restore or repair cultural or historical objects or sites. Social movements will be more oriented to protecting the legacy. Eco-activists will demand the protection of nature and saving water. And, most importantly, people will understand more about sustainability principles. Traveling is now a lifestyle. Hardly anyone has ever left his hometown in many parts of the world. People prefer to get more in one journey. It is like getting two rabbits in one shot. Thus, developing thoughtful itineraries when people can cover more than one destination can help tremendously maintain peace in one country and the region itself.